Hello and welcome to the Jason and OC podcast. And stand by for this. Me, Jay Bell, and OC have a special visit from the man, the myth, the legend, DeMarcus Ware. It's real right now.
Hello, everybody.
Come on in.
This just changed everything.
Changed what we got going on. This is my guy.
Hall of Famer.
I don't know about all that now.
For sure.
Marcus, if you don't make it to the Hall of Fame, we're all going to go to Canton.
Yeah.
And we're going to tear up the whole place, man.
Game over out there.
Nice. The whole place.
No doubt.
How you feeling, bro?
Good, man. Trying to get my back right, and now my body's working, everything. she knows.
You see what football does to us?
It's
huge.
Bad.
He was just talking about his back.
Man.
He's talking about his back, my hip, my knees, my ankle.
I'm like, you know, football, at the end of the day, when you get done, it takes about 2 or 3 years for your body to figure out, I'm not playing football no more.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So, they think it's just you just get paid millions of dollars, right? There's a price to be paid.
We said that.
Like, yeah, you want this? That. We're going to give you this for the rest
this
of your
body
life.
Back.
Yep. Yeah. I like your T game right now. I like your tea game. Are you real British right now?
You know what? The thing is, I see everybody drinking tea, and I say, you know what? I love coffee every single morning.
Yeah.
I switched over to the tea.
But are you going to, when you drink it, are you going to have, is your pinky going to come
yes.
up?
Yes.
Is your pinky going to come up? There it is, right?
I like that. That's official.
So DeMarcus, what are you doing here in London, man?
I had an opportunity to go to the broadcast boot camp with the NFL in the U.S., and they picked the top guy to come out here to London to work with NFL Sky,
okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I came out here to do that, and then got an opportunity to come out here extra couple of days, and then visit with you, and then come on your show,
right.
And then go sightseeing. We've been sightseeing the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
So what have been the more interesting things that you've seen so far?
The taxis.
Okay. You like that, huh?
In the phone booth.
Okay. Do you see, like, Big Ben
stuff? We seen Big Ben. We seen, the London Eye. Mm-hmm. Went to the Parliament. I mean, you name it. We've been everywhere. Now, okay. I think today might be a relaxed day. We can walk around. Sure. We might go down to Regent Street or find something to do today.
You know what, Jason?
I love this.
I got to tell you something about this guy, right?
Break it down.
That you might not know.
Bring me in.
So we're sitting here in London talking about Big Ben and all that stuff. Do you know where me and this guy met each other?
I know it was in high school, right?
No. You got to understand where we were.
Do you know where me and this guy met each other?
Break this down. I need this.
Me and DeMarcus met each other on the school bus.
Yep. Yes.
I think DeMarcus might have been 13.
Oh, wow.
13
years old.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And we used to sit next to each other.
Yep.
On the bus. Me, this Nigerian kid, fresh from there. DeMarcus wouldn't say two words back then.
No.
Quiet.
No.
We used to call him Boot.
Yeah.
Why did they call you Boot, by the way?
You know what? My dad used to put boots on when I was little.
Right.
And they've been calling me. He called me Little Boot. Ever since then, and then I grew out of that. So they took the little off of it.
And just became boom.
Yeah, exactly.
So me and DeMarcus used to sit on the bus in high school. Mm-hmm. We used to talk. There was a girl, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Younger, you know. And we used to talk about this girl.
Uh-huh.
We both had a crush on her.
Yes, got it.
Contessa Franklin was her. I remember her name.
First and last.
Contessa Franklin was her name. We were young. We both had a crush on this girl. We used to sit back. We used to talk about her. And when I think about all the things that we did and all the things that we went through.
Yeah.
From high school, we played in college. Together.
Mm-hmm.
Played in the Pro Bowl together, played against each other so many times.
Crazy.
It is literally mind-boggling to be sitting over here right now in London.
In London.
Talking to this guy right here, man.
You can't make this stuff up, man.
You can't.
And it's just crazy, though, to see, you know, where we started at in high school. Actually, way before then, OC comes over. You don't understand, OC, soccer player.
Right, yeah.
He used to be about 280 pounds.
Right.
Do you hear me? 280 pounds.
I didn't know that.
And I was like, "Are you playing soccer?" And he was like, "That's the only thing that I know." And I was like, they were like, "No, we're going to put you on the football field." We go put him on the football field. He just getting out there like, "Okay, well, I'm just going to figure this out." Blew his knee out. Yep. Going to have surgery. And all of a sudden, they put him on the end. And I look back. I come down to Troy. And I'm looking like, "You're 255, 260? Like, what happened?" He said, "I slimmed up and I got faster."
Speaking of getting faster, I'm still faster than you, DeMarco. I don't care what you
Never.
Say. I don't care what you say.
Never.
I'm faster than you.
Dude.
I'm faster than you.
Dude, let me tell faster. You what. Faster. You can try me right now, and I will beat you. No, not right now.
These boys look right really not serious not right now.
I don't know, DeMarco. I'm pretty sure I can't try you right now. 2-3 years ago, maybe. But right now, I'm pretty sure I can't try you.
Who stole whose moves more? Pass rushing moves.
We were two different
rushers.
That's true.
Two different rushers.
Yeah. This is true.
I remember a couple of years ago, I had asked DeMarcus for some moves, and he showed me some things. Was it out here?
It was out here.
Yeah. Yep. And he showed me some things, and I went back to camp to try some of the things. And I realized me and him are different rushers because the offensive line was punching me all in my face. Get that out of here. And I had the moves he would do, you know, he was a good stab, long arm guy. You're dipping around the corner. Oh, my goodness. DeMarcus is a
That's
monster.
What I was going to say. It's we have some similar friends. Anthony Henry's a great
right,
friend of mine.
Right, right.
Remember we were playing against you when I was in New York, and I asked him, I said, "Man, I was looking at the defense on the field.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I seen DeMarcus. I seen his arms. I said, I thought he was standing up touching the ground." He said, "Yep."
How are you supposed to block that?
You can't do nothing with that.
Can't do nothing with that.
Exactly. I said, "Man."
But you know what? One thing that, you know, OC, when I first came into the league, I was probably about 190-pound wide receiver, mm-hmm. really wow. tight body, mm-hmm. coming at defensive end. And, they put me down there, and it was O.C. and Davern Williams. Mm. I remember it. O.C. was at tight end. Mm. Davern Williams is about 6'5", about 290 at tackle.
Oh, man.
And I remember Tracy Rocker said, "Get down in the six technique, right? That's head up. Mm. Head up O.C." Mm-hmm. And he said, "I want you to split the gap." And I said, "What do you mean? Split the gap. That's 270 and that's 290. That's at least 450 pounds, and you want me to anchor down in between there, those two guys."
Not safe.
And guess what? I see OC right here smiling so hard. Him and Davern, he snaps the ball. Him and Davern comes off on me, and I end up probably about 5 or 10 yards, 6 yards back. And he actually, like, finished me.
Oh, on the ground like boy.
That. He said, "Welcome to college." I looked at him. I said, "You know what? It's going to be a long day." He said, "You have to use your arms." Because I didn't know anything about it. He said, "Look at your long arms. Do what you're saying." Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, I started putting the arms out there. "Oh, see, I can't touch you. Your arms are so long. Yep. This is what you're going to have to do." Yep. And I was just like, man. Then the story happens after that.
Oh.
Yeah.
They play, do you play as a redshirt freshman, or was it a true freshman?
True freshman. You remember one of the guys got hurt.
Shelton Felton.
Yes, Shelton Felton got
Shelton
hurt.
Shelton Felton.
Yeah. Really? Easy now. Shelton's my boy.
Exactly.
Shelton's my boy. Yeah, easy.
I think it rhymes. It's dope. Okay. I like it.
That's my guy.
It's kind of cool, like Shelton Felton. Shelton. Like, that works for me.
Okay. He was aggressive, too, with that big neck brace.
Oh, man.
Shelton Felton with a neck brace.
Shelton got hurt.
Yeah,
and they put DeMarcus in against UAB. Mm. I remember.
Yes,
UAB first start. DeMarcus balled. Mm. Shelton never got back on the field.
Heard that story before.
Never got back on the field.
At least you can say who he lost to. I mean, you know,
we didn't. Mm-mm. He didn't look nothing like this.
I know, but it's the end product. The end product.
It's a smaller than you.
Oh man,
slim,
smaller than you,
coming off that edge. And then we were man that year. We had a terrible offense, but defensively, we were
good.
We were fast. Killing.
Did y'all get any of your DBs drafted or in the league? Because, I mean, you guys are probably bringing that heat.
Rayshon Reed went.
I'd have been an All-American.
Marshall Faulk went. No, not Marshall Faulk, you know what I'm talking about.
Was it
Trav? Yeah, Travis Faulk. I can't remember. Remember his name.
Last name was Faulk.
He went.
So a couple guys went. We ranked fourth in defense that year. in, I'm talking about Division One,
right?
And
right.
an offense who ranked like 113.
It was one-sided football.
Coming off that edge, man.
And running it for like a wing tee. Yeah. Like a wing tee, high school wing tee.
Man, I bet you guys used to look at the quarterbacks, and he just used to be back there thinking, not to, oh, man, that, what that a day
year,
I had.
Unblockable that year. Unblockable. Yeah. Then I left, because we only played 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then I left, and then after that, the next year, it was the DeMarcus show. He was selling DeMarcus jerseys at Troy.
Ooh.
I came back to the pro day. I was like, what? they had DeMarcus jerseys at Troy Pro Day, man. The most incredible thing.
He was actually mad.
Of course he was
because
mad.
Because he left. He said he came and he said we were out there. It was like the little pro day. And he said, like, just pondering. And Hibbett Sports is like Foot Locker, okay. Nike Town. That's like what it is in Troy. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I went to Hibbett's to get me some Nikes. And I seen a 94 jersey in it. And I was like, I thought it was going to be like
Tim
Betts.
Tim Betts.
He thought it was going to be like Tim Betts because that's who OC, when he was there early. All of a sudden, he looks on the back. He said, it was where on the back? Are you freaking kidding me? He said, who are you? I said, hey, new age, baby. New age.
You were disappointed?
I wasn't disappointed. But you can't even imagine just knowing where we come from.
Mm-hmm. Nowhere. Right? In the middle knowing of nowhere. Where we come from. Angela went to Auburn.
You went? Oh, yeah.
She was talking to all my granddad, my grandma, my uncle, and she was like, I can't understand anybody. I said, just remember their nicknames.
Yeah, just knowing where we came from and mm-hmm. how everything started mm-hmm. and to see what the journey to where it became, right. it is mind-blowing, man. Mind-blowing.
Because I remember this story, and I tell everyone about the story. It was my senior year, right? OC comes down, and he calls me. It was like 12 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking like, why is he calling me at 12 o'clock at night? Where are you coming from? You're coming from New York. I mean, he comes down, coming from Atlanta. He calls me. He says, come outside.
I said,
come outside. And this is Deal Hall, the apartment place we lived in. Come outside. I walk downstairs. And he actually, it was like one of those things where I'm like, where are you? He says, I'm coming. And all of a sudden, I see this big Mercedes, a S600,
yes, sir.
V12 on the side. He made sure it was
the
V12
big
on the
body.
Side with 26s on it.
Oh,
like,
he's letting you know.
He drives up. I don't even know it's him, but I know it's somebody important. He stops right there. I'm looking. It's like right here parallel. He stops. He opens up the door. And for me in college, it was like, wow. Are you kidding me? He says, look, real cool. Get in the car. I'm like, okay. And so it's 12 o'clock at night. I'm excited. He gets in the car. And he said, you know what? You know where we came from? He said, do you want this?
Ooh.
This is exactly what he said. Do you want this? Mm. He said, I see you as better than me. And when he told me that, that put a light in me a little bit. And I was just like, man. He said, you can do this if you want this. And like from that point on, I thought about it. He said, but I tell you what, you might not want the Mercedes. I remember you wanted the BMW 750. You remember that?
That was a high
car. Said, I tell you what, put it on your computer. Because you know I love computers. Yeah. I used to do all the computer stuff. Yeah, I put the BMW on my computer. Every day when I turned it on, I seen that BMW. And he said, but that BMW is not the BMW. That BMW means Saks. He said, hey,
gotta
get off. That's what he said, get off. I said, that put on? That's what it was about.
It clicked for you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That brings in the power of like visualization.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or being able to see things.
Absolutely.
Because DeMarcus definitely had more talent, but there's a lot of people who had talent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, we all got those names.
Yeah. People who had talent, but being able to be humble and mm-hmm. work and be a grinder, and then somebody say you can get this, and you actually
see it,
see it, and then go get it. Yes. You know how difficult that is to do?
Yeah, but that's the power, especially with y'all relationship, that he could see someone that he knew achieve, and you
and
told him
how he worked and what he did to get there.
Yep.
And then this where he was an example already paid for me. It was an example coming from high school. Mm. He was an example coming into the league, and then I watched him when he was in the league the whole time, and he was an example the whole time.
And now you're a Hall of Famer. Man. Now this guy's a Hall of Fame.
You're telling the truth.
Player.
You're telling the truth.
It's an example for all of you guys, man.
It's a lot of pressure sitting here with y'all on this mic right now.
I can imagine.
It is, it is.
I can imagine what that is.
Do you like feel like a quarterback?
Well, I feel like my whole career where I was just on the team, you know? And I was one foot in the door with the stars. I mean,
exactly.
I like it. This is who I hang with, you know? That's how I roll.
Listen, I've been here all day.
What are you doing back in?
Why?
In where is it? California.
Listen, I was on the set for 8 hours a day.
Yeah,
Scott.
I saw that.
Okay,
I saw that. You did a fantastic job.
You did a great job.
Yes. But that was a lot of work.
I like
there
your drawing,
a lot of
by
work.
The way. I like your drawing.
Yes,
your
it was. I had to make it funny because it was 3 a.m. in the morning.
Crazy. But that's, you know, that's what you have to deal with when you come over here because of the time difference and all that type of stuff.
But that's okay. But that was a long time regardless of what you say. 8 hours is a long time. An hour, 2 hours, you know, it's
good. You good.
But 8 hours is a long time no matter if you're in London, Australia, or you're in the U.S.
No doubt.
A lot of work, man.
Exactly.
But you handle that like a true professional.
Yes.
You know,
you have to do what you need to do to get to where you need to be.
There it is.
Cool.
How you finding retire? Because I don't. Are you fully retired now? Because you look like you're about to get off that edge. You look like you're still working out.
Let it go,
DeMar. Let it go.
I am not working out. You can ask her.
No, you're definitely working out.
No, I am not working out.
He said it. Yeah, I know he's lying. You're definitely working out.
Power cleaning and everything. In their front squatting.
I am fully retired, man. No, you're not fully retired.
I am fully retired.
Not looking like that.
No, that's not fully retired. I'm out the game, Bobby.
I need to lose about 10.
I don't know what you need to do. But you're looking like if somebody tried you right now,
they're going to have some problems. They're going to get the stab technique for sure.
So you're done.
I'm done.
No more, man.
It's
not even a thought in your head.
There's not even a thought.
Do you miss it?
No.
Really?
I almost tremble if I even put shoulder pads on.
Right. Mm.
Because I put in all the time. I put in 100%.
Right.
And if they even try to put a pair of shoulder pads on me, I'm going to slam somebody. Literally.
No more. You've had enough.
Yes. I remember when OC, when I came out here, OC was just left Atlanta.
Yep.
He said, hey, I got one more year. I want to get, 100 and something.
So I wanted to get 100.
Yeah, 100.
I wanted to.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he said, hey, I'm going to show you the get off. I'm looking at OC like, what you doing? I said, you go get picked up like very fast, going through the moves and everything. And then OC said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
I know what that voice sounds like, I don't want to do this anymore.
The reason, and he always says the statement, and I'm going to tell you why. My body, why do I need to get off the football? Mm. Why do I need to work out? Why do I need to beat my body up anymore? I've done everything that I can. I've won 2 Super Bowls, which I'm still envious of. Right. And he said, I can go and talk about it now. I can go and talk about it. I can go move to London. I can be an ambassador. And he did exactly that. He did exactly what he wanted to do. Mm. And I was just like, man, you know, again, doing what you want to do, when you want to do it. And then he said, you know, I don't want to play football anymore.
Sounds like both of you had a good game plan and have achieved everything.
And now we're both talking about it.
You know?
Look at this.
High school we played. College we played. NFL we played.
Played in the Pro
we're
Bowl.
Done. In the Pro Bowl.
Super Bowl champs?
Super Bowl champs. And now we said we're done.
Let me tell you about the Super Bowl game you guys won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
okay.
So you know.
This is real deal now.
Yes.
So, DeMarcus. Carolina at the time, I don't even know, their record was like
14-2.
Beating everybody, crushed everybody. So I'm watching the playoff games, and I'm watching you and Vaughn.
Yes.
Killing. Super Bowl comes around, everybody's picking Carolina. I'm talking about everybody.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
I didn't say anything because it's a lot of pressure and I'm in a corner.
Yes,
I'm right, not getting out of here
right,
fast.
Right,
right.
Damn, I'm talking about everybody in England, everybody in Carolina.
I'm sorry.
Carolina. And as I'm watching the games, I said, okay, I see, I hear you, Carolina. But who's going to block these two people?
This is true.
Right
that's
here.
Exactly Nobody. What he said. That's exactly what he said.
They're like, yeah, Carolina, but yeah. I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. But again, who's going to block DeMarcus and Von Miller? Who's going to block him?
Dude, it was so crazy. That whole week, Peyton says, you know what? I'm not going to lose this football game. He said, I'm not going to put up 25, 30 points. Mm-hmm. I'm not. He said, but I'm not going to turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. He said, if you get me close to the end zone, we're going to put points up. Mm. He said, I'm going to do what I need to do. But here's what you guys need to do. I want you, I'm going to give you guys enough rest, and I want you to go pulverize Ooh. Cam. Sheesh. And, like, that was a statement on Ooh. Monday all the way up to Sunday. And every day it was so quiet. Everybody was so chill and practice. We were like, oh, okay, we're going through all the plays. You got TJ, aggressive. Mm-hmm. Tlaib, aggressive. Chris Harris, Big Wolf. Me and Vaughn, everybody focused, Sly. And I'm like, and Malik. We just sitting there, and they're like, every day in a press conference, you know how when you go there, yes. when I seen you, yes. all the press is there. So what are you going to do about Cam Newton? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about Olsen? What are you going to do about this? It was just building up like a tornado. And I said, you know what? What are they going to do about us? Mm. And I said, I'm going to leave it at that. And the whole time, and then we go out, you know, first Cam comes out. It was a whole bunch of confetti. And the lights on. And all of a sudden, you see Peyton come out. He just, yo, hey guys, how you Peyton. Doing? How you doing? What's up? What's up? And from the first play, like it was like a bull that seen red on the Carolina Panthers. And we were, I mean, it was like nonstop, like focus, focus, focus. We were like, we had a plan. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing that they can do because we knew from when we played against the Patriots.
Yep.
If we can rush the passer, you have a problem. And the first thing me and Vaughn talked about, we said, what about Strahan OC yep. when they won the Super Bowl? Yep. What about Strahan OC when they win other Super Bowl? There is nothing that a team can do. We don't care how good you pass the football. If the quarterback is on the ground, mm-hmm. they don't stand a chance.
It doesn't happen.
And we told the big dudes in the middle, y'all stop the run, okay?
Yeah, they did.
We're not going to stop the run. Wolf and Sly and Malik, yeah. y'all stop the run with Brandon Marshall, all those dudes,
yeah,
and Danny Trevathan. Mm-hmm. But you and Vaughn, when it's third down, y'all rush the passer.
Go eat.
Y'all go eat.
And you know, for the life of me, DeMarcus, as I was because I watched the New England game, and I saw you guys do something that nobody had done since us. Mm-hmm. Just destroy New England. And so when everybody was talking about Carolina, I said, did you guys not just watch?
did you not just watch what just happened? I did.
How? How is Carolina going to beat these guys? Man. How? Man. It made no sense to me.
No. But you know, it's about politics. It's mm-hmm. about statistics and about what they think. But the thing is, when you play football, you know football, and you know what can happen. Mm. Like you seen from them crazy games this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And you said something that's so true. I played against Peyton when I was playing for Houston for 4 years, and the way he kept his defense rested, he used that whole clock to keep those guys
yes.
off the field,
yes.
and they went out there, and they just got after people. And they were not as dominant as you guys were, and he did that same thing, and that makes complete sense.
Same
that he
mentality.
Said, I'm going to keep you rested. You go out there.
You go out there and eat. You make big plays.
I wish I'd have known this when that happened.
Yeah, but you always got to listen to me, Jason.
I mean, listen.
You got to listen to me.
I was late to the party. I was late to the party. But now I'm learning, man. Okay, you know, hey, I like pass rushers.
Yeah, they made your life easy.
Hey, man, I wasn't that good, so I needed all the heat I could get. I'm telling you, OC and Stray got hurt 1 year. I realized I'm not that good. They were both out of the game. I was like, man, I can't cover this long. And
you'd be surprised. The word plaster means a lot.
Yeah,
it's a plaster.
Talk
coverage. Yes, yes.
What do you think about this weekend's games, man?
You know what? When Kansas City lost,
yeah,
right. I thought that they were going to give the ball to Kareem Hunt because that's like the catalyst of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give it to Kareem Hunt. You know, the defense started being more aggressive, putting eight in the box, and then you know what? Tyreek Hill And then you got Travis Kelce. They will play well. Mm-hmm. But no, nah, we're going to just play pass the football. We're going to let Alex Smith be Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. And he went back to the old Alex Smith and lost football.
Yes, he did.
And then freaking Mariota. Mm. Let the man just play. Don't sit him back there in the pocket.
Nah,
let him just run around and figure it out. Make it his playground, and you can see one football game.
Yep.
Sheesh. So we got some big ones coming up this weekend. We got Minnesota against the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Who you got in that game?
You know what? The Saints, they played well, but they had seven penalties for 96 yards.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to do that against the Vikings.
No chance.
So you're going in depth here. Is this what you're doing?
I'm going very in depth.
This
right
is
now.
Like you're, this yes, is this yes, is a professional. Yes, yes, you're being a professional
yes,
right
yes.
now.
And I played against Zimmer.
All right. Okay.
And I played with Zimmer.
Oh, you know him well.
And there hasn't been one number one quarterback that has went up there and played well. Mm-hmm. I don't care who it's been. He's crushed them.
Mm-hmm.
He's crushed them. They have almost, what, number one, two, three, at least top four defense.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And then Case Keenum just going to hand the ball off and do what he does.
That's a good point. And I agree with you.
Tell me. Talk to me. I feel something coming.
I saw a video.
Brewing and boiling.
You know,
I saw a video this morning when I woke up
of
the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
And this was just after the win, and they were in the locker room. And I saw how crunk they were.
Yes, yes, yes.
And how rowdy they were. And I saw New Orleans. I saw the head coach Sean Payton bring a broom out.
Ooh,
did you see that?
Yes.
He brought the broom
Sweet.
Out.
Yes.
That's arrogance, right there.
Yeah. And I saw Drew Brees in the background giving him a little something. And I know Drew usually doesn't act like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
And I said to myself, this team looks—they look a little special.
They're motivated
man.
A little bit.
Yeah, they look. They look a little special to me, man. Yep. So even though I was going to go with Minnesota, after seeing that video, I'm going with the New Orleans Saints.
You have completely lost your mind.
Again.
You have completely lost your mind.
Yeah. I think you've lost your mind.
What quarterback gets off?
Yes. Yeah. Because think about who they just played, right? They played against, the Panthers, right? Mm-hmm. They got a pretty good pass rush.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we know pass rush wins football games.
Yeah.
And now let's go back to the answer and think about Everson Griffin.
Ooh,
think about the pass rush they've been bringing.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
And you got Terrence Newman. You got Rhodes?
Arguably one of the best corners in the league. Harrison Smith, the best safety to me in the league.
But that video of them dancing just.
It's true.
did something to me this morning.
They got that youthful exuberance, they're feeling it. You know, when you got the running backs are setting the tone like that,
yes,
those guys
are
fly guys. Yes, you can see it. They swagged
out. They
didn't
even use them last game.
Yeah, they did. They tried. They shut him down, but Drew Brees does what he did.
That's double-edged sword, sword right
but
there.
But you're dealing with a different defense. You're dealing with a cornerback who can take out your number one guy.
Right.
I mean, like you said, you got T. New in playing the nickel. He's not letting anybody mess up anything because he knows that defense better than everybody.
Yeah.
And that front seven is a monster. And Zim is going to stop whatever you do well.
But like to your point,
mm-hmm.
if the Saints get ahead,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a problem because the defense is just that good, meaning the Vikings defense.
Yeah.
They never play from behind. The games that they play from behind, they've lost.
True. They
so
keep it tight.
If they keep it close – all the way to the end, they're going to lose the game. But if they get ahead,
mm-hmm.
and then you let Cameron Jordan and all those dudes come, they're going to lose. Vikings going to lose the football game.
Everything you guys have both said makes a lot of sense. But that video of them dancing.
I think we got to end on that, fellas.
Oh, man.
I think we got to end on that. I feel like we need our outro.
We just got carried away, man. This was supposed to be over with.
This is it.
What we got?
Let it happen. Tell me how it makes you feel.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? Somebody here is responsible for this music right here.
Exactly.
Somebody here is responsible for this greatness. And we just need to introduce that to you.
Exactly. Sounds good.
Is this why the music just inspired you?
Or it's about to break down. It's about to break down. You ready? Check it out. Why you didn't do me
like that? Give up the wall. Okay. So this is orchestrated.
Listen, this is the uprise music, man. Yes, that's what this is. The uprise music, man. We got many, much more coming. Much more, man.
Thanks for coming on with us, man. I feel like I'm with the legends right now. I'm feeling myself.
Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. We're out. She wants me close to my ear. She whispered that she wants to fuck. I'm speaking in Spanish the way that she killing me softly. Baby, you're cool. You know your lonely nights are over. Baby, you're cool. We watching Netflix on the sofa. Baby, you're cool. To me, your price is like a virtue. Baby, you're cool. My whole life changed since I met you. The way that she dance, how they feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, how they feel I'm back. Why you they do me like that? The way that she dance, how they feel I'm bad. Why you they do me like that? The way that she move, how they feel I'm back. Why you they do me like that? I'm loving you.